The candidates spent an hour discussing the economy, healthcare, Social Security, Afghanistan, and the Supreme Court's Citizens United decision, which allows organizations to place negative ads without disclosing who paid for them. Feingold demanded that Johnson reveal who's paying for his ads. Johnson accused Feingold of trying to restrict free speech.
You want to be able to select who can have free speech and who doesn't want to
have free speech. I want everybody to have free speech, but I want them to be able to, as you just said, they ought to disclose. You haven't even called on these people to disclose. You just said you're for disclosure. You won't even call on them to disclose.
I'd be happy to have them disclose.
Well, then why don't you ask them to do it?
Disclose.
Okay.
I want disclosure. Let's see.
The candidates also discussed Ron Johnson's affinity for the book Atlas Shrugged, written by libertarian philosopher Ayn Rand.
Atlas Shrugged. Atlas represents the producers of America, of the country. Shrugged means they have become so overburdened with regulations and rules and taxes that at some point they shrug, they quit.
I believe in the community of Wisconsin, and I give you credit for being consistent with Atlas Shrugged. You believe the producers are a very special group of people. I guess they're better than the rest of us.
Johnson argued that the Senate needs more manufacturers like him and fewer lawyers like Feingold. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.